Drive Home with John Perlman on 702. Let's walk the talk.
8 minutes to five. Let's go to Washington. Simon Marks is president and chief correspondent of Feature Story News. And he was eagerly and with an interested eye watching the second and final debate between the incumbent president, Donald Trump, and his Democratic Party challenger, Joe Biden. Simon, Joe Biden's most awkward and perhaps most ineffective moment, where did he find himself looking at his shoes?
Well, look, I think that he looked at his shoes on several occasions during the course of this debate. I mean, first of all, this was a totally different Donald Trump who was on display last night from the Donald Trump we saw in the first debate. He was focused. He was disciplined. He was the candidate that so many Republicans wished that he had been for weeks of sort of lost opportunities in this campaign. And he relentlessly challenged Joe Biden to explain why he's going to do things over the next 4 years that he failed to do over the last 47. And I think that there were two areas specifically where Donald Trump made headway. First of all, Joe Biden's very parlous record on criminal justice reform. You know, Joe Biden and Barack Obama are accused of having done very little to overcome the inequities of America's sentencing system, particularly when it comes to black Americans incarcerated in America's jails. And Donald Trump, by contrast, has done quite a lot in that particular area. So he challenged Joe Biden to explain why he hadn't managed to get all of this done 47 years of public service behind him. Why would the future be different? He also challenged him on the subject of immigration reform and why that hadn't been accomplished by Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And Joe Biden at one point was reduced to conceding, we made a mistake. We did things the wrong way. But we've learned from that, and this time around it's going to be different. But I think Donald Trump in that area made a bit of headway.
And Donald Trump's most difficult moment, whether he knew it or not?
Look, I think that Donald Trump, as usual, completely evaded the question about whether he has any plans whatsoever to hold Russia accountable for the election interference that we know, because his own government has told us, is taking place right now. Russian hackers trying to get into American election systems, trying to hack their way into the servers of the political parties here. We know that voter registration data, some of it at least, is already in their hands. He had absolutely nothing to say about whether he would take any action whatsoever against the Kremlin. Indeed, he immediately turned away from that particular question and launched yet another attack on Joe Biden's probity by raising those unverified claims published in the New York Post here that Joe Biden and his son Hunter have been engaged in business corruption in China. So that was a notable and pretty jarring corner turn that the president took.
Any indication, I don't know, I mean, polls will take time, but there would have been surveying of focus groups and other things. Any sense as to whether this moves the needle on who's going to vote for who?
Well, you know, I think that it has some potential to move the needle. I mean, the problem is that the Donald Trump who showed up for the debate last night wants you to forget about the Donald Trump that you already know. I mean, he was so different in this debate last night from even any of the other behavior that we had witnessed this week, much less over the last multiple months, that in order to bring people across, he would have to have persuaded them that I think he'd had a bit of a personality transplant while he was on the plane on the way to Tennessee. I think he definitely successfully raised questions about exactly what Joe Biden's son, Hunter, had been up to. Joe Biden seemed unwilling, really, to provide any details. He simply accused the president of spreading Russian misinformation. Well, the president might be doing that, but we simply don't know. The New York Post claims may eventually be verified. I think certainly Donald Trump, in last night's debate, had more of a chance of winning the odd floating voter here or there over to his corner than he did in the barroom brawl that was the first debate. But the problem for both of these candidates, John, is that as of today, 48 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's
yes.
a third now of the number of people who participated in the 2016 election. So for 48 million people, this is already irrelevant. And that means there's a very, very small pool of undecided voters that you could possibly be hoping at this point to sway.
Many thanks, Simon Marks. Thoughts on last night's second and final presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I didn't watch all of it. I watched some of it, and the bits I watched I found intriguing and interesting. As I've said before, I find the U.S. election very, very interesting. I enjoy the mathematics, the complicated system of the Electoral College, where each winning each state is as important as loading up huge numbers on the national vote. We'll get someone in to explain exactly how that system works and which of the states we should be looking out for. It's coming up for the news at 5.